everyone. Welcome to the Live Abroad Biz podcast. I'm your host, Johanna, and this podcast is all about motivating young people to live their best life abroad. Hi guys, welcome to the third episode of the Live Abroad Biz podcast. Today I'm talking with Laura, a blogger, YouTuber, also an online business owner and a student now living in Germany. She speaks about her experience living abroad in Scotland and in Canada. And today we are discussing everything about a free education abroad, also a travel mindset. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I want to encourage you to check out my free 5-day landing and job abroad training. You can find it at johannak.com/free training. I talk about the 3 simple steps to landing a job abroad. I want to invite you now to check out Laura's social media. It will be everything linked down below. And now let's start with the podcast. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good too. I'm so excited to be on your show. I love podcast interviews.
I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. I've actually discovered you through Erin May Henry. I love her videos. And I've seen that you guys did a podcast together.
So yes.
Yeah, then I started listening to your podcast, which is amazing. So,
thank you. Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I loved the interview I did with Erin. Erin is really cool. I love her.
Yeah, me too.
So she's awesome.
Yeah. So where are you right? Where am I calling you to?
Germany. I'm currently in Germany. I'm doing my internship here.
And where did you live abroad?
I'm still a full-time student like in Scotland. That's what I'm currently currently am. but I didn't spend like my third year in Scotland because last semester I was studying abroad in Toronto in Canada, and now I am doing my internship back home here in Germany in a really nice city where I really want to live after I finish university. So that's why I am doing my internship here.
Mm-hmm. So you've lived abroad in Canada and in Scotland as well?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get there? How did you find out about the opportunities?
Oh my God. Okay. Let me start basically with Scotland. It's kind of a long, well, it's not that long of a story, but there was this guy that I met through dance actually. And he used to live in Germany, but then they moved abroad. His family moved abroad to New Zealand. And then he came back to Germany. And then after that, he went to study abroad in Scotland. And when I met him, I was probably 15 or something, mm-hmm. or 14 even. And then we stayed in contact. And then he, as I said, went to study abroad in Scotland. And I don't know, I always wanted to go abroad. But I never really thought it was possible for me. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought it was something that other people do. But then I was like, well, why not study abroad in Scotland, like inspired by him, because he basically decided to study abroad in Scotland because as an EU student, you don't have to pay tuition fees in Scotland. I looked for courses. I always knew I wanted to study something with communications and media. So I applied for courses and I basically applied just to try it out and just to not be like regretting that I didn't try, you know what I mean? So I didn't really believe I would actually get in, but I got in, and that's how everything with Scotland happened. And then with Toronto, that was just part of my course basically. So we got the opportunity to study abroad for one semester, and then we had different partner universities to choose from all over the world. And I have never been to Canada. And my favorite YouTuber, Kaylin Nicholson, I don't know if you know her.
Oh, I know. She's great.
And because I love her, and I know she lives in Toronto, and Toronto always looked so cool to me. So I was like, okay, let's do Toronto. So it was my first choice, and I got it. So that's why Toronto.
Oh, wow. That's great. Did you have the chance to meet her?
No, unfortunately not. I was literally always like looking for her blonde hair, like hoping I will run into her, but I didn't, unfortunately. It, which like sometimes it was so funny because I was like stalking her on her Instagram stories, and like literally the next day she would go to like a coffee shop that I went to, and I was like, oh my god, like why didn't I meet her?
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. So I love that you are doing like the whole degree thing abroad. That's so great. I know that so many people are looking for this kind of options. And I know that as Europeans, we have this great option to study for free in some countries. So that's really great that you took the opportunity.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is like, if I didn't know that guy, I wouldn't have known. Like no one ever told me in school that studying abroad can be free, because I don't know, like to me I always thought like, yeah, only universities kind of in Germany are free, which isn't true, because there are other countries where studying is free too, or at least it's not as expensive. Because I always thought in the back of my mind like studying abroad everywhere is as expensive as, for example, like in the US, where you pay like thousands and thousands and thousands, which is not true. So it's important that we kind of share that there are opportunities. So yeah,
I love that we are sharing it with the listeners as well. They might not know. So what did your preparations look like? What helped you like prepare for the study abroad?
I think I kind of had the advantage that I already knew someone who was studying abroad in the city that I was going to go to. So I obviously asked him a lot of questions, and then I'm a research nerd, right? So I would look for example on Facebook group on Facebook for groups. So that's also where I got to meet my flatmates for the student accommodation before I actually met them in real life, which was great. So we had like a little Facebook chat. I think that kind of helped, because you already feel like you know someone. So that was a good preparation. Then I wrote a big packing list, and I mean I think that happens to everyone when they first go abroad, but I took two suitcases, and my mom sent after me all my shoes, so I brought way too much. Like when I went to Canada for 4 months, I had one suitcase with I think 16 kilos or something. So you really honestly don't need that much, but that's a whole nother story. So I think also taking a lot of time to figure out all the boring, stressful stuff like insurance and what you need abroad, like when it comes to finances. So I obviously went to my bank. I got a credit card, because it's really important with traveling that you have a credit card so you can pay anywhere. I would definitely recommend a credit card. So I did all of that. And mentally, honestly, when I first went abroad to Scotland, I was so excited. Like I really wasn't afraid, really, because I knew that this was the thing for me. I just felt it. Like I just felt like it was the right thing. So it was really exciting. For Toronto, I was also really excited, but I was a bit more stressed because I knew all the obstacles that would come, because we're studying abroad, moving abroad. There are always obstacles. And when you first go abroad, you're kind of a bit naive in a good way, like in a good way. Like there is no need to worry about the obstacles, but I think because it won't change them. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think those are kind of the preparations that I made. And I think it's just always great to do research, to find influencers maybe in the country where you're going to, or just connect with people online. I think that's always good.
I love that advice, because you said you had already a friend that was studying there, that you connected with him, and then your roommates as well. So it's really nice to connect with people who are already there. It kind of gives you assurance.
So exactly.
We talked about obstacles. Can you tell us like what kind of obstacles did you have to overcome, and how did you do it?
Yeah, oh my god, where to start? I think it totally obviously depends on your situation, but I think generally like the first time going abroad and literally being on your own, and the smallest little things, where usually maybe your parents would help you or friends would help you, you have to figure out on your own. And oh my God, what kind of obstacles? Where stuff like, I don't have specific examples, but oh no, I actually remember one. I had problems with like my credit card. It suddenly got declined and I was like really stressed. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And until I figured out that it was actually because I reached the limit on my credit card, which I didn't even know it had a limit. it was because I used my credit card for like everything, for my rent, like for everything. So I reached the limit and it declined, and I bought all my groceries, or actually like the cashier had already taken in all my groceries, so I couldn't pay. I had to like run outside and get money, but then that didn't work. And like small little things where you're on your own and you just have to figure it out, and you have to step outside your comfort zone. Like there's no other way, like you just have to figure it out because there's no one who will help you. And that's why you grow so much when you're abroad, like so much, because you're forced to. Like there's no other way than to just figure it out.
Yeah, there is like not, your parents are not there to help you. That's so
exactly so yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of expectations did you have? Like, what did you expect to gain from this experience?
Well, I honestly wanted to do something different, something bigger, something more than than the people that I knew back home. Like I come from a very small town, and there, you know, people have a more traditional mindset, which is absolutely okay. Like I always thought, how can they be happy? Like just living in a small town, like I don't get it, but they are still happy in their way. Like not everyone is made to live a life that we do, like a life of travel, of adventure. What I expected a lot of adventure, and I expected meeting like-minded people and just like people who had a similar mindset to me, which was a lot more open-minded, a lot more adventurous, a lot more optimistic, and just open to new things. And yeah, I definitely expected to learn a lot, to make amazing memories. Like I just expected the best, honestly. I also never expected to be homesick, and I wasn't homesick actually in the first semester. The homesickness came later in the following semesters. Mm-hmm. But like everyone told me like, oh my God, you will be homesick. And also because I used to be sick all the freaking time, like when I was still in school. So people told me like, oh my God, you can't study abroad because you will be sick all the time, and you won't, you know, figure out everything on your own. How do you want to live alone if you're sick all the time and blah. But I was just so excited for the adventure that I really didn't even think about that. Like as I said, I was really naive, but in a good way. I think like being naive and really focusing on the positive, it's really good in some cases. And, you know, you can always worry about or figure out the stuff when it comes, but worrying about it and expecting negative things to happen, like it doesn't actually change the fact that it could happen and will happen. Which actually, I have to take that advice myself, because I am someone, I overthink everything, and I'm always worrying, always stressing about things in the future, and do I do enough, and am I reaching my goals, and all of that stuff. But I think when you travel, you just have to figure out stuff when it comes, because you can never expect really anything.
What was the biggest thing that you learned abroad? Like, except for like being
independent and like, yeah, figuring stuff out on my own. Yeah. The biggest thing, I think two things. first of all, I learned that I can create my own reality. And I know that sounds very cheesy and very corny, but it's true. Like, I, like, honestly, when I'm telling people, oh yeah, by the way, like, I lived 4 months in Toronto and I, like, traveled solo, like, so often, and I did this and that, and then I flew to San Diego for an event. And but, like, when I tell people that, like, I still sometimes can't believe that I actually did it, because I always thought that this way of life is something that other people do, something that people do with rich parents and with good connections and blah, blah, blah. And I think it's all about deciding and choosing that this will be your reality. Like, I chose this. I told myself, I will try this. I will do this. I will study abroad. I will try my hardest to get this place. And because I decided that this reality was going to be true for me, that's why I created it. But if from the beginning I would have just told myself, no, Laura, this is something that only other people do, and you should just do it how your classmates do it, like, just study at home and just do this. Like, if you don't even believe that it could be true, you will never create it. And I think because I did create my reality of, like, studying abroad and traveling and growing into this really open-minded person, now it gave me the confidence that I can also create anything else. So I think, like, I am 100%, I really believe that if I didn't study abroad, I would have never had the confidence to start my podcast, to start my business, to want to become a speaker, and now a yoga teacher. Like, I know that I can create anything that I want to. And I think that's, like, one of the biggest learnings that I made studying abroad. And also the other really, really huge unexpected learning actually was that I love my home. Like, I really love it here, and I know I want to move back to Germany after university. And I never thought that. Like, I, in school, I was always like, oh my God, like, I can't wait to get out of here. Like, this is not for me. I'm not meant to be here. And now that I have been away for so long, now I only appreciate what I actually have. So I think studying abroad helps you to find your home. And for some people, home is where you are studying abroad at, or maybe another country that you visit. But for some of us, it's also finding home back home. You know what I mean? Like, really realizing that you love it so much at home or anywhere else. So yeah, those are my two biggest learnings.
Well, I love that you said that your favorite quote is you create your own reality, because, oh my gosh, that's my favorite quote as well. I actually have it, like, displayed in my bedroom. I have this beautiful sign, like, you create your own reality, and I have been trying to live by that. Yeah, exactly. It's so great, actually.
Exactly, and it's so true. And, like, people will say, like, no, I can't create my own reality because I don't have the money and I don't have this, I don't have this. But actually creating your reality, I mean, it's also about actually making changes, like, physical changes in your real life. But you can only do that once you have the mental shift. Like, you first have to shift in your mind that you can create a reality. And that's when you will take the action. Like, you can't take the action without believing it will happen. And that's also something that's so powerful, is taking responsibility for where you're at right now. Like, where you're at right now, it's your responsibility and you can change it. And even if, like, for example, okay, I will take an example. Like, 1 year ago, I was still studying in Scotland by fourth semester, and my second semester, my second year, and I was really unhappy. Like, I did not like my course. I felt really unhappy with myself, and I was also sometimes stressed and blah. So I really fell into this victim mentality of saying, yeah, like, it's not my fault. This place is just shitty. People here are shitty. My university is shitty, and that's why I feel bad. But even in a shitty situation, like, you can still say, well, cool, the situation is bad, but my reaction to it, it's my fault. Like, it's my responsibility and it's my choice how I react. And if you decide that, okay, maybe the situation right now is not ideal, but I will make the best of it, and from there create a different reality, that's really when change is going to happen. And it all starts with the mindset. That's why I'm so passionate about mindset work and changing your mindset, because that's where it all starts.
Oh my gosh, me as well. I'm so so passionate about mindset. I would 100% recommend reading Self-Coaching 101 by Brooke Castillo. If you haven't heard about her, she also has a podcast and she's like a life coach. She teaches everything about like how our circumstances, we react to circumstances depends on us. So we can take a circumstance and then have a bad thought or a good thought about it. And it all like changed my opinion on mastermind and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true.
So is there any final piece of advice that you would like to give to the listeners? Anything that you would like to tell them?
I think what's coming through right now that I think I need to share is just it really all starts in your mind. And even if you don't think, like, even if you're really unhappy with where you're at right now, it's always good to have a vision and to know exactly where you're going, to focus on the future and to really take active steps to get there. But what I used to do in the past and what I'm still doing a lot is that I focus so much on my future that I literally forget to be in the present moment. Like, I always think, okay, I will be happy once I have that. And once I do that, like once I study abroad, I will be happy. Once I am completely doing my own business, I will be happy. And that's just, it's just not a way of life, because like that's something that like yoga, meditation, and reading about the ego and all of that really helped me to understand. It's like, time is an illusion that we created to make sense of what happens, because we can't understand how everything in the universe happens. So we kind of create time to give it structure. But the only thing that's actually real is right now. And even if you're not happy with where you're at right now, like, you can change your mindset and do small little things in your everyday life to make your moment right now more amazing, and that will also make change happen a lot faster, because acting from like positive energy, it's so much more powerful than acting from negative energy. So if you want to study abroad, if you really want to go and like leave your comfort zone and like your small town, if you're so sick of your small town and of your home, get it from me. Like, I hated my village so much, right? But honestly, try to find the good things about it. Like, that's what I did with Aberdeen, where I study in Scotland. Like, it's quite gray, and I'm a quite colorful person, so didn't really line it well. But what I literally journaled, what do I love about living here, right? Like, what is it that I really like, or what is it that I don't like, and how can I change that? For example, Aberdeen has a lot of districts or a lot of places that aren't that pretty, but it also has so much nice coffee shops, restaurants, and nice neighborhoods. So what I would do, I literally told myself, okay, I can't just quit uni right now, but what I can do is I can just spend more time in the places that I love. So I would go to coffee shops more. I would meet my friends and take walks and go to parks. Like, figure out the small things and make your moment right now really happy. Because yes, you can have all of those great goals, but I don't know, I just think it's very sad to only like think that, oh my God, once I have this, I'm happy, because then you will never be happy, because there is always a better thing and a next level and the next this, the next that. So yes, you can always improve yourself, but improve yourself and improve your life from a place of already being super happy, and not from a place of, oh my God, I need this and I need that, and then I will be happy. So yeah.
I love that how you said that we should make small actions, because mm-hmm. I always say like taking one baby step at a time, it's exactly. like moving forward. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for chatting with me. I had a great time.
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Laura. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, wasn't that amazing? I get to speak with Laura. That was so fun. I think she's doing an amazing job with her online business and as well with her podcast. You guys should definitely check it out. Yeah, I'm just so excited I had to speak with her. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to check out her social links down below. And again, I want to invite you to check out my free training class. It's all about landing your dream job abroad. So go ahead and check out johannak.com/free training. I will speak to you guys in the next episode. Bye!